Close your eyes. Give your full attention to the breath. When you breathe in, notice where you feel it in the body, both on running along the skin and also down into the body itself. Because the breath is part of the wind element in the body. How you feel the body from within. And that you can feel anywhere. So notice where it's clearest. Focus your attention there. Then ask yourself if it's comfortable, trying to maintain full interest in the breath, what the breath can do for you right now. Because this is such a short meditation session, you want to make up for the lack of quantity with quality. And the quality comes from the amount of attention you give. So give your full attention here. As the Buddha would say when he was giving a Dharma talk, he said, pay close attention. So in this case, pay close attention to your breath. That way you get the most out of it. You're going to be fully alert to what you're doing. The word sambhajana in Pali. Sometimes it's translated as clear comprehension. And sometimes it's explained as a sense of your context, where you are. But the Buddha never talked about it that way. He said it's really knowing what you're doing while you're doing it. You want to be fully present for that. So you can see what's going on. Because the things you need to know about your mind are not in the past, they're not in the future, they're right here, right now. And you want to look right here, right now. Even thoughts going through your mind, make sure you don't see them as being thoughts about something someplace else. They're events in the mind right now. So what kind of event are they? When a thought arises, how does it gather together? What stages does it go through before you finally decide, yes, this is a thought I want to go into and inhabit? There's a construction process going on. And it's very quick. And we're so used to it that we don't pay much attention to it. But it's the way we construct our thoughts, the way we talk to ourselves, has a huge impact on how we experience things. So look into that. And do that, as I said, you have to give it your full attention, 100% attention. Because everything the Buddha used to gain awakening is right here. The five aggregates are right here. Your awareness is right here. Right? So that's where he found his solution to the problem of suffering, in his aggregates, in his awareness. So what's the difference between his and ours? He was very, very attentive. He asked the right questions. He looked carefully. Or as he said, he committed himself to the practice and then he reflected on what he was doing. If it wasn't going well, he would change. So we have this ability to change right here, right now. So make the most of it. You make the most of it by giving it your full attention. That way at the end of the 5 minutes or whatever, you've learned something new. If you can't put it into words, at least you've learned how to be fully attentive to something and not multitasking all the time. This is a monotask. And even one monotask, it requires 100% of your attention.